Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's been a long year, but Boston is ready for the marathon. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It's Patriots Day here in Boston, which is the anniversary of the start of the Revolutionary War. There is no school. The Red Sox always play a home game at 11 a.m. And, of course, they've been running this road race called the Boston Marathon for the last 118 years. This one is different for all the reasons we already know. But the turnout and excitement over showing Boston strong is everywhere. Tributes before public events all weekend. 10 times as many sight and curiosity seekers walking down the last 1,000 yards, and hundreds more than usual congregating at the finish line for photos and prayers for all the memorials set up honoring the victims of last year's senseless bombings. While we have heard about the marathon off and on for the last year, my relatives up here tell me that a day has not passed since last April 15th without some news or feature story in one of the many mediums in the city. And Boston has been anticipating this marathon for two reasons: to demonstrate a city can come back stronger than ever, and also to have some sense of closure. A lot is the same as last year, of course. Former UNC long-distance runner Shalane Flanagan is back, trying to improve on her fourth-place finish, and the inflated field of 36,000 runners has the same international and American flavor. From the elite runners who navigate Heartbreak Hill and finish in less than 2.5 hours, to the thousands and thousands of runners who begin starting at 11 a.m. and take their own sweet time running through 7 towns and cities before finishing on the heart of Boston in front of an estimated 20,000 people lining both sides of Boylston Street, cheering them all on wildly. With all the increased security and scrutiny here, surely this race will start and finish without incident on a beautiful 70-degree day. But for those who witnessed in person and watched on TV, they want to replace that gruesome memory with what Patriots Day here is supposed to be like: a holiday from work and school, the Sox playing early, and the crown jewel of a city stronger than ever, the Boston Marathon. Let the race begin and end the way it's supposed to, with happiness and accomplishment for all. This is Archansky. See ya.